D'abord, je voudrais.
First of all, I would like to commend all of us for this meeting and for this dialogue, which is so important in order to make progress for the committee and the convention more broadly. I'd also like to thank the countries that have formally in this forum reaffirmed their commitment to doing all that is possible to double the number of ratifications of the Convention on Enforced Disappearances in the next 5 years. And I would also like to thank my colleague Emmanuel Decor, who in his wisdom and experience in this committee and others is one of the best ambassadors and best spokespeople for our concerns when it comes to the relevant institutions and of course States Party. So I will limit myself to talking about the issue of potential overlap in the work of the convention for doubling the number of ratifications of the convention in the next 5 years. We do need a strategy, of course, and we've already seen some suggestions from the representative of Japan, who stated that we need to outline the reasons, the incentives for states to ratify the convention and to follow the example of others. And we also need to give more visibility to this convention. And it is true that this convention is one of a number of conventions for the landscape of human rights, especially for those that are not necessarily familiar with the human rights sphere. And perhaps this convention is not fully appreciated by some states, but I would like to note that there has been a very productive dialogue with one state that is not necessarily concerned when it comes to its everyday practices for enforced disappearances. And however, this state did tell us that they ratified this convention out of a feeling of solidarity with victims and with other states party where indeed these kinds of enforced disappearances are a problem and are in fact quite widespread, have become a crime against humanity even. Now, I think that there is another possibility here that we must not overlook as part of this sort of solidarity incentive. We must not overlook those states where the problem of enforced disappearances does not exist or barely exists. States that don't suffer from this kind of phenomenon. Because, of course,